Yeah, I used to kill hogs and take them to town, butcher them and keep them town, big ones, and they'd make lard, hog lard, out of half of the hogs and all like that. People bought it and sold it. That's all they was used to. Take way back yonder and all, whenever they had, as I told you, on this stock law, the gin, there wasn't no demand, wasn't no sale for cottonseed. And they just pile it out there in a rick and stack it up. And cattle and horses, well not horses, cattle and hogs would come in there and eat all winter off of that, them cotton. Hogs wouldn't bother it until it rained on it. That lint on the cotton seed and all would get in their lungs and kill them. And after it rained, it got all that lint off of the seed, why then the hogs would eat them. And the cattle come in there, and all the cotton seed that you kept was what you'd take home to feed your cattle on through the winter. And it just stay there and rot all went along. Next spring, people come in and get it and haul it off and use it for a fertilizer. Made a good fertilizer, you know. And ricks of cotton seed would be probably 25 or 30 feet long and 8 or 10 foot high. For the gin, and they just put the seed on out. Wasn't no sale, they wouldn't. Now then they're making shortening out of cotton seed. It's big demand, just like peanut. But there ain't no more gin. Now, quit raising cotton through this district. There was a gin here, two gins here at Denison. One at Locust, where we were. One at Cedar Mills. And two at Gordonville. And one back on up at Red Branch or somewhere up in there. And down here at Dorchester, two gins down there. I used to haul the cotton bowlers. They went pulling it, didn't pick it. Just pull bowl and all, you know. And I hauled it down to Howe down here. They were on 24 hours a day. You go down there, maybe you get down there before night, wouldn't get away till tomorrow morning. So many wagons ahead of you. Run all night, 24 hours. I haul a lot of cotton, bowlers we call them down there. Put on 2,000, 2,200 pounds of bowlers and get around 500 pounds of bale out of it. Rest of it was all hull. And they haul them hulls off and use them for fertilizer. But the gins are all gone. There's one down at Dorchester. And people are hauling now cotton from Oklahoma to Dorchester to get a gin.
Do you remember what lard came in when people bought it?
The lard what?
Do you remember what the lard came in when people bought it?
Large cans of shortening. Well, it was in, I guess, 25 or 50 pound containers and all. I know it was